ever been frustrated with God to the point where you felt like abandoning him? I'm Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast on some spiritual insights that we get from some of the verses in Scripture. And my new book is coming out in 2 weeks. It's called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith, and it's packed with the wisdom that we find in some of these lesser-known hidden verses. And today we're going to talk about a verse that shows us what can happen when we get so frustrated with something that God is doing or not doing that we decide to abandon him. So if you are or have ever been frustrated in your relationship with God, which is pretty much all of us, the warning of today's verse could be just what you need. The verse is found after Moses went up on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. And the Israelites are waiting for him, and they grow tired of waiting for him. He's taking too long. And they're bored and they're impatient. They just decide that they're ready to move on and actually find another God to worship. So I'm going to go ahead and read this verse that opens chapter 32 of Exodus. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So let's unpack this a little. First of all, notice the thought process of the Israelites. Obviously, they had a timeline for Moses to come back, and God has exceeded that timeline, and they're done waiting. We've seen before how this can get us into trouble, and the same is true in this passage. They approach Aaron, and they ask him to make them another god, presumably a god who will do what they want. But this, of course, leads to disaster. And if you read on in the chapter, it's all about the golden calf and how they make it and start worshiping it and all the horrible things that happen to them because of this choice. But I think this verse right here at the beginning is a great place to pause and see what we do in our own minds when we get tired of waiting for God, or maybe God isn't doing what we want. So the first thing this verse warns us is that having a timeline for what God should be doing is not a great way to approach God. We need to trust that his timeline is right. This is true even when we don't see what he's doing. We have to trust that things are happening even when it feels to us that nothing is happening. The Israelites couldn't see all that was happening between Moses and God up on Mount Sinai and all the commandments that he was given. And so they just kind of assumed that he was up there sleeping or taking his time. And they let their minds go in a direction that can be detrimental when we are waiting for God to do something in our lives. And I think second, even though it's hard to relate to the Israelites wanting another God to be made, we actually replace God all the time with idols. Whether it's a person or a substance or a goal, we get tired of waiting for God and we want control. And so we begin to subtly start worshiping something else. Something else takes the center of our lives. I think that phrase, "come make us a God," really represents an oxymoron of wanting to serve what we make so that we will have more control. And that is exactly what happened to the Israelites. And the other thing is that nothing can control you besides God without ultimately destroying you. Because God knows what we need even when we don't know what we need. And because he's our creator, he's really the only one that we can serve without something disastrous happening ultimately. When we want something, we choose to see things differently than they are. This fellow Moses was their provider and their leader and the person that was responsible for rescuing them. And now they've relegated him to someone they barely know. They're letting their impatience and immediate desire affect their perspective of what was really happening. And you can really see that in this verse. And then I think the other thing that we recognize, especially as you read on in this chapter, is that bad company causes us to do bad things. We are strengthened or weakened by the voices around us. And in this case, the crowd went bad and took everyone with them. So we should pay attention to the people that we hang out with. And I know that probably many of you listening work with many people that are outside of the faith, or maybe even there are people like that in your own family. And it can become hard to hold on to your faith when you're surrounded by voices that are skeptical. So paying attention to who you are hanging out with or having a voice in your life that can strengthen your faith is very important. You need strong, encouraging voices in your life. That's why I'm such a proponent in mentoring relationships. And that was part of the reason I started the She Grows Conference with Brooklyn Lindsay to talk about the importance of having older mentors, people in your life who can speak truth in your life and help you hold on to God when you feel weak in your faith. Well, the last thing I want to say is that my new book, as I said, is coming out in 2 weeks, and Amazon right now is having a pre-order sale. I don't know how long it's going to last, so now is a great time to order it. And again, it's called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. I'm so excited about this book and how it will uncover some parts of Scripture that we don't always see and reveal some less familiar passages that I think can deeply encourage our faith. So I really hope you'll pick up a copy. There's also some questions for reflection at the end of each entry. So it's a great devotional to go through, either yourself or with somebody else. And I would really love it if you spread the word to anyone who's looking for a new devotional to deepen your faith. So here's the message of today. Trust God. Even if he's not showing up when or where you want him to, he can be trusted for what's happening that you can't see. Moses' time away was producing the Ten Commandments, and we'll actually talk about some of the life-giving truths that those commandments hold for us next week. But in the meantime, trust God for all that is happening or not happening in your life. And have voices in your life who encourage you to hold on to your faith, even when you don't understand what is happening now. Because there is something happening. God is never asleep or disinterested, or he doesn't go off the clock. He's always at work, even when you can't see what he's doing. And you need to trust that. Because so much of our faith is trusting what we can't see right in front of us. Thanks for tuning in.